Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Busby. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Wills. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ted Wills. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Busby. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Romano moves to third. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Esposito is walked intentionally. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Romano scores. Simpson moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Busby. Landis reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Esposito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Ted Wills. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce juggles the ball. That's an error on Pierce. Button moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Kiely now pitching. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kiely fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Smith strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kiely fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Schirmlaller now catching. Ted Williams pinch hits for Leo Kiely. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Ted Williams. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a pop-up towards short. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Jensen goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 White Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly pinch hits for Marty Keogh. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.